There is a wolf in me. Fangs pointed for tearing gashes, a red tongue for raw meat, and the hot lapping of blood. I keep this wolf because the wilderness gave it to me, and the wilderness will not let it go. There's a fox in me, a silver-gray fox. I sniff and guess. I pick things out of the wind and air. I nose in the dark and take sleepers and eat them and hide the feathers. I circle and loop and double-cross. There's a hog in me, a snout and a belly, a machinery for eating and grunting, a machinery for sleeping satisfied in the sun. I got this, too, from the wilderness, and the wilderness will not let it go. There's a fish in me. I know I came from saltwater blue gates. I scurried with shoals of herring. I blew waterspouts with porpoises. Before land was, before the water went down. Before Noah, before the first chapter of Genesis. There's a baboon in me. Clamoring clawed, dog-faced, yawping a galoot's hunger, hairy under the armpits. Here are the hawk-eyed hankering men. Here are the blonde and blue-eyed women. Here they hide, curled, asleep, waiting, ready to snarl and kill, ready to sing and give milk, waiting. I keep the baboon because the wilderness says so. There is an eagle in me and a mockingbird. And the eagle flies among the rocky mountains of my dreams and fights among the Sierra crags of what I want. And the mockingbird warbles in the early forenoon before the dew is gone. Warbles in the underbrush of my Chattanoogas of hope. Gushes over the blue Ozark foothills of my wishes. And I got the eagle and the mockingbird from the wilderness. Oh, I got a zoo. I got a menagerie inside my ribs, under my bony head, under my red valve heart. And I got something else. It is a man-child heart, a woman-child heart. It is a father and mother and lover. It came from God knows where. It's going to God knows where. For I am the keeper of the zoo. I say yes and no. I sing and kill and work. I am a pal of the world. I came from the wilderness.
One day last summer, I went on a long run up in the North Woods in the Nicolet National Forest. It was late in the day, so the sun was beginning to move toward the horizon. And I was running through the woods on this little obscure National Forest road, really little more than two gullies for wheels, used primarily by off-road vehicles and snowmobiles. But I've run in that area or hiked in that area many times over the last 5 or 6 years and never once seen a human being back in there. I was trying to get in kind of a long run, about 6 miles, so I had to kind of keep extending the run. I ran down to a dead end and then came back a ways to a fork in the road, and I could have gone back to where I began, but took the fork, went to a dead end there, then came back to that same fork, had further to go, so I went back to the other dead end, and then back to the fork and finally back where I began. And so I went by that same fork 4 different times. And the second time, I heard a piercing bird call. And I realized in my consciousness that I'd heard it in the first time, but had not really observed it. Well, the third time, this got a little more insistent. And the fourth time, it was just this piercing call that definitely got my attention. So I looked up in the woods to try to see what kind of bird this was coming from. And I found up in the woods this beautiful, large hawk. And the hawk looked down at me with these eyes as piercing as its call. Interesting, I thought. I had a hunch that maybe this hawk did not like this human being going back and forth and back and forth through its territory. And I had this hunch confirmed when I was going away from the hawk, and I could see the shadow of a large bird flying behind me. Now, at this point, the sun was nearly set, so this shadow was enormous. And it was dancing on each side of my head, and it felt like this bird was right behind me. And even though I was 5 miles into the run, I found an amazing burst of energy and sprinted out of that woods as fast as I could possibly go. Now, I have a feeling that, you know, mentally I was thinking, I don't think this hawk is really going to attack me. But the adrenaline was flowing, and there was certainly a part of my body that felt like I could be attacked at any moment. When I look into a hawk's gaze, as I did out in the woods at that hawk, what I see is wildness. There's nothing sentimental or cute or fluffy when you look at a hawk. And I think it's true with most wild animals. There is something in those eyes that expresses wildness. And here's the thing. I can see the same look in the pets in my household that we share a house with, especially the cats. And even though there's one cat that follows us around, kind of like a dog, when that cat looks at you, you can kind of have the feeling that the cat's saying, I'm noticing you. You mean nothing to me. You know, maybe except for feeding me. I'm a wild animal. And you see, the thing is with our cats and dogs that even though they're in our homes, even though they're domesticated, the fact is that they are wild too, and they're not all that far removed from being wild animals. And when you look at their eyes, you can see it. And when I look at the wild and the pets in our home, it helps me get in touch with the wild that is inside me. In the vast scope of the Earth's history, we human beings are not very far removed from our wild origins. And I wonder if the implications of this really isn't the big reason that some people have a hard time with evolution, because it reminds us of how close we are in the scope of things. It reminds us that it wasn't long ago that our ancestors were running through the savanna, worried about what they're going to eat next, worried about being eaten by somebody else. Our similarity to other animals is so much clearer when we have the sense of the wildness. It ties us together. It's an illustration of the interdependence that we too often forget about. So the truth, even now, is that the wild is within me and within you. There is a hawk in me, there's a cat in me, there's a wolf in me. The wild is in me. And I ignore that fact at my own peril. I loved in our earlier service, Jason commented on how part of the wild is an innocence and a playfulness that's important to know is within us. And part of it is reflected in that hawk's look, which has to do with survival. It's all mixed in there. So when I see this, I realize who I am better. I realize where I've come from, where we have come from better. And I realize better where we're going. It reminds me, seeing this wildness, of the interconnection of nature that I am still a part of. It helps me not pretend that we are so much higher than the animals, that we are somehow disconnected from nature. It helps me value the web of life. So this is why I seek the wild side, up in the north woods or out west. It's part of why I love to go backpacking, even in areas where it's clear to me that I really am part of the food chain, potentially. And it's part of why I love to have pets. Pets help keep me in touch with nature and with the wildness. Even when it's the middle of winter and I hardly ever go outside, they help me stay connected. When I see my cat walking through the house or pet our dog, when I look in their eyes, then I think to myself, reflected in those eyes is me. Reflected in those eyes is the wild. Those eyes are my eyes. We are related. We are all related, and we're in this together.